talking about the effect of alcohol on muscles. Alcohol can be a really sensitive subject for some, a no-brainer to avoid for others, and a regular part of life for many. You may have heard the headline that says, a glass of red wine is the same as an hour at the gym. But I'm going to tell you today that that is absolutely not the case. Alcohol can be a healthful part of a balanced lifestyle, but there are many side effects we need to address, especially when it comes to serious athletes. Today, I want to focus this lesson on how to speak with your clients about their relationship with alcohol, the effect of alcohol on our bodies and our muscles, and how to address alcohol in your clients' lifestyle plans. I found over the years of work that I do that people tend to come to me with established relationships with alcohol. Some people never touch the stuff. They say things like, I don't want to drink my calories, or I'd rather have a piece of cake than a glass of champagne. Some people are a glass of, you can fill in the blank, every night, wine, beer, whiskey, name your poison. They include a drink at the end of their day the same way some people have a cup of coffee in the morning. Some are social drinkers and only have a tequila and soda at a party or social gathering, maybe even twice a month. Some go on weekend benders where they're alcohol-free all week long and then party like rock stars Friday through Sunday. My point is, alcohol tends to have or not have a specific role in people's routines. To each their own, for sure, I do say. When it comes to exercisers, I haven't found it to be so much different. People come to me and we account for their alcohol intake to meet their goals. Rarely do I have someone who I take alcohol out of their diet entirely. But after I educate some serious exercisers on the effects of alcohol, I've had many of my clients change their relationships with booze on their own. I don't recommend starting to drink alcohol if an athlete comes to me as a non-drinker, of course, or anyone for that matter. The same way I don't recommend starting to eat dark chocolate if you're not a sweets person at all. There may be some benefits, but you don't need to add it in. Okay, I'm digressing. There is legit research that alcohol slows our metabolism. It's empty calories and there's little nutritional value in alcohol. It's metabolized more like a fat than a carb or a protein. And when you're imbibing, your body is using alcohol as the primary fuel source, which means you're not burning carbs or fats during that time. It can also slow your judgment and make our inhibitions and resistance to temptations, like unhealthful foods, much lower. You're more likely to enjoy the curly fries after throwing back a few than if you choose the seltzer with a twist, if you get my drift. Science also defends that alcohol can impair muscle building and growth, which is why we're talking about it here when we're talking about exercisers. On the other hand, we also know that there are some stress management benefits to alcohol and even some benefits of alcohol and HDL and cardio care. But don't get too excited. The pros and the cons can absolutely outweigh each other, and so you're going to be left with making recommendations based on each individual client's goals and lifestyle, taking many different factors into account. So I just told you that muscle building and growth are affected by alcohol, but you can imagine that we can't measure alcohol easily. There's a lot of self-reported binge drinking analysis to be done, and studies aren't as clean-cut as, let's say, lab rat studies. Still, there is enough evidence that it makes sense to tell athletes that muscle synthesis and repair are negatively affected by alcohol, and your serious athletes are absolutely going to want to factor that into how they approach their drinking and training. I also told you that alcohol slows metabolism. While alcohol is metabolized more like a fat than a carbohydrate, alcohol is also seen as poison to our bodies. Our systems work hard and burden our liver and kidneys to process the toxin, slowing our metabolism and prioritizing the breakdown of alcohol. While we know our metabolism slows with alcohol, it isn't exactly linked to weight gain. Some studies report moderate drinkers are lower weight than their non-drinking counterparts, so giving up the glass of wine habit may not equate to lower body weight. It may, but it may not. Interesting, right? Okay, so what do? I meet my clients where they are. Again, it's back to creating an individualized plan for somebody, taking into account their entire lifestyle. If someone's a drinker, we fit moderate alcohol consumption into the plan. I have it as either a conscious indulgence or sometimes even a stress management that I account for as a conscious indulgence. If someone is a binge drinker, I educate them on alcohol and muscle growth and repair and try to speak to their motivation to improve their performance. Since excessive alcohol consumption can impair protein absorption, I'll bump up the protein on rare occasions as well. I also really prioritize training days so that my clients can wake up with great energy, ready to get a workout on, and planning the alcohol the night before can play a big role in that. Keeping an alcohol journal with a food journal is the best way I found to make recommendations. It sometimes makes a lot of sense to say, did you need that second beer? Could you have had a cup of tea as your second drink and had a better workout the next day? You'd be surprised how many people are open to having that conversation. Athletes want to improve their performance, so it can make a very big difference here. Before we end our module, let's review the main points here. There's research to defend both the pros and the cons of drinking alcohol. Make sure you make your recommendations based on each individual's goals and lifestyle. Alcohol impairs muscle synthesis and repair, and these need to be factored into athletes' plans. Encourage your clients to track alcohol in their food journals, just like they track their food, so they and you together can look for patterns and spot occasions where alcohol consumption may have been able to be curbed and you can improve their overall lifestyle and performance. I'll see you in the next lesson.